Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
Can't do nothing without you. Oh. and you are welcome in. You're welcome in this place.
I'm fire
again.
Oh. from the very start. You know my heart. Everybody, just say. Gotta mean it from your heart.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited about what God has to say on our Man Up Monday broadcast. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, guys, we have with us none other than Pastor Clarence Linton will be on with us here shortly. Listen, guys, I'm telling you, if you are looking for a word of shift, a word of change, we're in our shift portion of the broadcast that we do on this month for Man Up Monday. That's our title, The Shift. We're shifting our men's mindset, shifting their hearts, shifting their intentions back toward God on this month. We thank God for all of those great pastors and preachers that have come alongside of us and shared with us on this month. We're just excited about the word that went forth and changed lives and shifted mindsets, shifted ministries, man. I'm telling you, it shifted our men into a new dimension, a new transformation in their hearts and in their minds, and we thank God for it. Listen, guys, you know the protocol. You know how we do it. Before we get started, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer, and let us talk to our Father on this morning. Gracious and eternal Master, we thank you for this opportunity for prayer. God, we thank you for coming to you in the presence, God, that you have set in this atmosphere, God. God, we thank you for the continued love and the continued support that you have shifted and shown us on today. God, we're just glad, God, to have you as a portion and a part of our life. We thank you for all things being made well in our life, God. We thank you for guiding us and meeting us, Father God, on every hand. Thank you for not allowing us to be, Father God, in a place to where we don't understand or we're not shifted or we're not trusting in you, Father God. We thank you for shifting our minds and our hearts, God, toward you. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to come to you in prayer. God, just to give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion on this morning. We thank you for just being God. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices. We pray that you would strengthen and power, encourage them through the word or through song. God, whatever it may be to get them there to where they need to be. Father, we pray that you would wrap your loving arms around them and give them the understanding, God, that you are working this thing for their good. And we thank God for it, and we thank God for it, and we thank God for it. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Guys, you know, as always, we have our morning scripture right after our morning prayer. And so we're going to go into our morning scripture this morning. And it is found in the book of Proverbs, And it's going to be Proverbs 1, and it's going to be verse number 7. That's Proverbs 1 and verse number 7. This simply reads like this. Proverbs 1, verse 7 says, knowledge begins with the respect for the Lord, but the fools hated wisdom and discipline. Again, that is Proverbs 1, verse number 7. Okay, so guys, listen, We just want to make sure to also that this morning that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in. We thank you guys for continuing supporting the broadcast, continuing sharing with your family, sharing the word, getting the word out that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. We thank you guys so much. Listen, we know that your job out there, all of our missionaries and all of our apostles and preachers and pastors that are out, you're spreading the word of God to those that are in those rural countries. We ask that you guys continue, those that are on the side of our bars, continue to pray for them. Continue to pray that the God that we serve will keep his hand of protection over them as they do the work of the Lord. Now, I understand, ladies and gentlemen, that those of you all that are out there that is doing that great work, that the taskmasters of that region are very hard. They're hard pressing you guys. They are on every corner. They're in every area that you guys are in. We're consistently and constantly praying that the Lord will continue to protect you and continue to keep his hand of mercy and grace on you as you spread this gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, we also are praying for those that are giving their lives. Know that this transition that you're doing, we're praying for you. We know that the enemy is going to try to make you doubt what you're doing, but know that you're walking now with the Lord Jesus Christ and that he has his hand on your life and that all things are being made well right now in your presence. Amen? Amen. So we want to make sure we acknowledge those countries. We got the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Ghana. We have Kenya. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Russia. We have Bulgaria. We have Hong Kong, China, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. And ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, the list is still growing. There are still people that are coming on. There are still countries that are coming on and joining under the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And guys, listen, we're just excited to be able to get that word of God out to those that are in those countries that would not be able to normally get a word from the Lord. And we thank God for that. Now, guys, remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Please share. Send it out in a text. Send it out in a smoke signal. Send it out in a MySpace. Send it out on your Twitter. Send it out on your Facebook. Send it out on your Instagram. Let them know that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And we have with us none other than Pastor Clarence Linton will be with us here shortly. Guys, I'm telling you, if you are looking for a word of transition, a word of shift, this man of God will have it for you on this morning. We're just excited about having him come on and share with us on this morning. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to listen to a quick music break right quick. Once we listen in on this quick music break, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Amen. Amen. I worship you because of who you are, Vicky Yoey. Very, very, very powerful song. Listen, guys, I cannot hold the man of God any longer. He is on the line. I don't know what you, I don't know if y'all ready for him, but I'm telling you now, buckle up, get yourself situated, get your cup of coffee, get your glass of orange juice, a glass of tea, whatever you need to get you, because this word is supposed to come out, and I'm telling you, you better be ready for it. Listen, I present the song and introduce to others none other than my cousin, my friend, none other than Pastor Clarence Linton. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, he has the floor. Pastor Linton, go ahead, Doc.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord for the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. We're so glad and elated to be here this morning to the worldwide broadcast. None other than my beautiful cousin and his wife going all of the globes of these nations. I tell you, I'm just a little small-time boy from Houston, Texas, who has a family called Sanctuary and Release Line. And we're preaching all across the cities, and now we're reaching the globe. And we want to thank you for inviting us to bring a word of God to you. And I hope, and not only do I hope, but I know that the Lord is going to bless you real good, and a soul or some soul will be saved by the end of this sermon. And I just want to start a little song that I learned from a little girl, and it's been on my heart. And I'm going to sing a little bit of it, and then we're going to get into the Word of God. And while I'm singing my little song, I'm going to give you time to go into your Bible and get to Matthew's chapter 5, and we're going to start at 13. Matthew's chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 13. And then we'll come back with the text as I sing my little song. I come to tell you what Jesus said. I come to tell you what Jesus said. I come to tell you what Jesus said. Open up your heart, let Jesus in. I come to say what Jesus said. I come to say what Jesus said. I come to say what Jesus said. Open up your heart, let Jesus in. I come to pray what Jesus prayed. I come to pray what Jesus prayed. I come to pray what Jesus prayed. Open up your heart, let Jesus in. I come to tell y'all what Jesus said. I come to tell y'all what Jesus said. I come to tell you what Jesus said. Open up your heart, let Jesus in. Father, we come this morning as we begin to pray and dive deep into your word. Open up the hearts and mind of men, that they all will be saved. You said in your word that you be lifted up, that you and you will draw all men unto you. And we thank you for your name. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your crucifixion of the cross. You died for every man's sin, that we might have the right to tree of life. And God, as we speak to the dying souls of the whole entire globe, we're going to speak a rhema word that every debt will come to life. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. For those of us, those of you that has a Bible, we are going to go into the Word of God and see what the Lord has for the entire globe this morning. I want to thank all of the time and thank all of my family and friends who are on the radio broadcast with me. And I wouldn't dare say another word without talking about the angel of my life, whom God has allowed me to marry and be my spouse, none other than Miss Kim Linton. She's at work, but she's on the line listening. And I want to say, baby, pray with me. God has arrived here today. And we're in the Word of God today in the book of Matthew's chapter 5. We want to talk this morning in 13 until verses 17. And it says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Number 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill and hill and cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it up under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. My brothers and sisters, this morning, we want to take for a topic, what and why I born? What and why was I born? My brothers and sisters, in the text, we want to find that all humans being in the globe has a purpose. And a lot of people today don't really know their purpose. And as I was in conversation with a preacher on yesterday, the Lord gave me this particular topic. It may be unorthodox, but the question is, why was I born? When we are born, we think about all of our talents. Some of us singers, musicians, firemen, policemen, teachers. We have all kinds of talent in the world, and most of us have reached that pivot, and some have not. But the question is, why was I born? I want you to think about that for a second. Some people was born rich. Some people was born poor. Some people don't even know their name. Some people even born out of their mind. And some people are under so much distress. How can I figure out why was I born? Some people never have known their father. Some people are going so many tribulations in life from home to home, never understanding their own linkage and who their family members is, their genealogies. They don't know where they come from, who they was born from. Mixed up. Question is, why was I born? My brothers and sisters, let me give you your purpose this morning. Your purpose was to change the world. V.L. Moody said in a book that the Bible was not written for your learning. It was written to change lives. Every one of us was born in the image and likeness of God. And in that image and likeness of God, God in his plan had purposed us to fulfill the vision that he had implanted in us. How he wanted us to become in this world to each other. But we know that the enemy has come in and brought destructions on all of the planet, and now he has succumbed to the point that he wants every man to die and go to hell where he will live in the lake of fire. But you understand now that the God has implanted in you that at the fall of Adam, he has redeemed us through the blood of Jesus. And now that you are saved, the blood of Jesus has pointed you to the cross, that if every man will lift up Jesus, he will draw all men unto him. Why was I born? To change the world. Our text is, what and why was I born? As I say in my class when I teach, let's go to work. My brothers and sisters, in this particular text, we find from the verse in chapter number 14 of Matthew's, that Jesus had learned in verse number 12 in chapter 4 that the forerunner John had been put into prison. And so John had been preaching all of this time that Jesus was the kingdom of God and it was at hand. My brothers and sisters, now John is in prison and Jesus has the spirit to go. He was in Galilee. He departed Galilee and he goes and he leaves Nazareth and he goes to Capernaum and to the sea coast of the border of Zebulun and Naphtalim, that the prophecy of Isaiah might be fulfilled. He goes to beyond Jordan to reach the Gentiles. In verse number 16 in chapter 4 of Matthew, now watch this, it said that the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. The people that sat in darkness saw a great light. And watch this. And to them which sat in the region and a shadow of death. Don't that sound like the whole globe right now? In a shadow of death, light is sprung up. Watch this very, very carefully. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, verse number 17, Matthew chapter 4, repent, for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. My brothers and sisters, in verse number 17, we can stop at the word repent. The word repent means to change. The word Repent means to clean up. The word repent is to ask for forgiveness of your sins, all of the wrong that you have done. And this is why we get the word for to change the world. We see right here as John ministry takes him into prison, Jesus comes up because the prophecy said that John would speak about the forerunner. And Jesus comes, he's the forerunner, speaking about Jesus, which what was prophesied to come. And now Jesus preaches to the masses that they must repent. The word repent means change. Whatever condition that you're in, whatever state that you're in, change. And you have to be changed by the renewing of your mind. You have to change by repenting for your sin and the renewing of your mind, because the only way a man can be transformed is by the renewing of his mind. You may not can change your surroundings, but you can change your mind. You may not can change your social status, but you can change your mind. You may not can change that you are living in poverty right now, but if you change your mind, you can find that even in poverty, you are living as a rich man, because God has brought you into his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, verse number 13 in verse 5, chapter 5. It talks about the Christians of the day who want to know their purpose. Their purpose represents salt in verse number 13. You are the salt of the earth, no matter what condition you're in. And oftentimes we get caught up in the things that we want to do. We caught up in the things that the goals and success in our own lives, when we need to understand that not only are we in a pandemic of diseases, but we are in famine and pestilence. And we need to understand that all across the globe, the world is looking for a light. And that light is in you. But it says something here. It says that when a light loses its savior, its strength, its power, its anointing, that is no more good but to be trodden under the foot of man. If the church is being ran over, it's because it's lost its power. If the devil has taken your mind, it's because you have lost your power. Salt is good. Salt represents preservative. When you are going through troubles and trials in life, the salt represents that you have been changed by God. And you have been transformed by your mind. And it preserves you, that whenever the things come in and rush you like a flood, that the Holy Ghost in you will lift up a standard. That's what the Holy Ghost will do. When the devil come in and rush you like a flood. You know how a flood is. A flood of water will move cars. A flood of water will move houses. A flood of water will make mudslides, make a mountain break. A flood of water will make a pipe break. But guess what? The Holy Ghost is stronger than the flood. It's stronger than your trials. It's stronger than your hunger. It's stronger than the people that is bringing the depression upon you, because the Holy Ghost will raise you up into a standard. Why and what am I born for? You are what God
has preserved for the world. My brothers and sisters in the Jewish community, they understood the terminology of salt. Salt preserved the dead. Meat is flesh. Meat represent dead. In order to preserve dead, you have to take salt and sprinkle over it so that it would be preserved and that it would keep life inside of it. Let me help you there. Let me help you there. There are some of you that are in dead situations. Whether it is job, business, marriage, relationship, mother and father, sons and daughters, you are in dead situations. But the Christians of the day is the preservative of God that will come and give you the word of God, and that will be the salt that will bring your dead situation to life. Speak a word, because the word of God is changing the world. My brothers and sisters, we are not losing our Savior. We're not losing our salt. And what we have to understand is that the salt is representing purity. Stay pure with God. Stay honest. Keep a good conduct. Even in the midst of trials, the Bible says that his soldiers can go through hardship as a good soldier. Are you fainting now? Are you in distress? Are you oppressed? If you are in these situations, you need to go somewhere and find salt. And the salt is the Christian who God has preserved. And they have a word that will speak life into your situation. Somebody right now need a word. Somebody is living without hope. Somebody sees death all around them. Somebody is hungry. Somebody don't have food. Somebody don't have clothes. Somebody don't have shelter. But I want you to know that God is shelter. God will clothe you. God will feed you. Yes, I know that you don't understand it because you're saying God is in heaven. Yes, he is. And Jesus speaks to the disciples and he tells them, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. But when I leave the world, you are the light of the world. What are you doing to help people in this world? Are you clothing people? Are you feeding people? Are you giving folks shelter? Are you helping them in their marriages, in broken relationships? Every one of you, your purpose was to change your life and then change the world. Jesus is speaking to his disciples because he sees that these people is setting in darkness. They're in a dark place. They're in a dark tunnel. And the Bible says that he preaches repent. We got a lot of false prophets that want to preach prosperity. But I want to speak prosperity to you right now. But I want to do it in your spirit. I want to give the prosperity of the spirit. I want to transform your mind and elevate you in thinking right. where you were thinking wrong. I want to elevate and transform your mind, the places that you used to go, you don't go no more. I want to give you prosperity in your mind, that when you read the Bible, that God will give you a prophetic understanding, that he will navigate you through the storms of life, that he will teach you how to handle relationship, and when oppression and depression comes, that God will show you how to lift up a standard and be content in where you are. Because you are the salt. And we don't want you to lose your strength. Yes, it's hard sometimes. Yes, I know we're wondering, Lord, where are you in the pandemic? Lord, where are you in my finance? Where are you in my relationship? Where are you? Where are you? He says, I'm right here. Even if you make your bed in hell, I'm right here. The greatest commission by Jesus was that the disciples were to make more disciples. Since you've been born again, have you been making more disciples? Have you been bringing more people to Christ? Have you been looking out for the people that is poor? Have you been looking out for the people that is without, the people that have less, and you have more? You are the preservative of God. You are the salt to light. You are the purity where people will see your conduct, how you carry yourself. Don't lose your Savior. My brothers and sisters, this morning, as I come to you, Jesus is telling them that you are the salt, and then he says you are light. You are a light. How many of you know that when you come in dark places, that you are a light? How many of you know that your spirit lights up the room? What you say to people lights up the room. What you say to people turn people's lives around. What you pray to people, people get healed. People get set free because of the power that is invested in you through the anointing of the Holy Spirit that God has implanted into you. He wants it to go across the globe. But we have to remain salt, because salt is what preserves dead situations. Salt is in its purity with conduct and how it carries itself. I know there are a lot of people that are going through ups and downs, but I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, that we have to keep a standard. We must not hang with those who are not walking in the right way with God. When you are the salt, you have favor with God. You have the power of God. You have the presence of God. And you speak God's word, and God's word is life. Now he said that you're the light of the world, and you should not be hidden. Your character should show. Your works should show. Jesus said in one of his words, he said, you should know my people. You should know a tree by the fruit it bears. Are you bearing great fruit today? Are you loving? Do you have tolerance? Do you have patience? Are you giving? Do you have mercy? Can you see grace? Can you see God in all situations? It is time for the salt to preserve these dead situations. But when they was in a dark place, the Bible said a light sprung.
I want you to know that you're the light. When you go to your job, you are the light that springs up. When you're in a situation, well, relationships is broken, when you walk up, you are the light that springs up. When there are a person that is down, distressed, and depressed, I want you to know that you are the light that springs up. Cannot be hidden. You cannot be a neon saint, green on green and brown on brown. One day you're doing the right thing, and the next day you're doing the wrong thing. And we all have our problems. We all have sin and fall short. But the Bible says that a just man, he gets up. No matter what place that you're in right now, get up. You are the salt of the earth. You are the anointed one. You are the one to do the job. God changed your life to change the world. We're bringing the world back to its Father, its Creator. My God. That's why Jesus said, think that I come not into the world to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. My brothers and sisters, when Jesus came, they didn't even understand who he was. They didn't know that the prophecy had now been fulfilled. Even though they was waiting on the prophecy, they didn't know it was fulfilled. Let me just parenthetically park and approach this thing methodically. You have the light among you. The light is springing up, but you may not see it. The light is the word of God. The light is the people of God. The light is the man, the woman of God who speaks the word, and the word is life. Before Jesus got ready to step on the cloud and go to his Father, he said, I am the life, the truth, the way. I'm going to get ready to close, and I'm going to close with a little story. There was a man and his son taking a journey. They was walking. And as they was walking, the son veered away and he got lost. He was trying to find his way, but he saw a tunnel. He thought maybe my father went into this tunnel. And as he walks in the tunnel begins to get dark. It gets so dark he can't see his way. And the daddy decided, I need to look for this boy. And he's looking for his son, and he doesn't see him. And he starts shouting out his name. And he starts shouting louder and louder. And his son, he responded, Dad, I'm in a tunnel. He said, where are you? He said, I'm in a tunnel. He said, come here. He said, I can't see. It's dark. And the daddy keeps hollering, come to me. He said, I can't see. It's dark. He said, well, listen, follow my voice. Follow my voice. And the way you can get to me is I may be low now, but the louder I'm getting, you are getting closer to me. And the closer to me, you will see a light. And the light will let you know that you're coming out of the tunnel. My brothers and sisters, as I close, it may be dark right now. You may have veered off the path and you can't see your way. But if the day you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart. You can't see, but come to me, Jesus said. Ye that are heavy laden and that are burdened, come to me. Somebody is sick right now. Somebody is dying right now. Somebody is in depression right now. Come to me.
come to me. You cannot see me, but come to me. If you can hear my voice, keep coming, keep coming. And when you get to the end and the voice gets louder, you will come to the light. You will come out of your tunnel and you will see the breaking of day, because God is still in control. No matter what's around you, no matter what's being done, people are shooting, dying, hungry, outdoors, no food, no shelter, no water. I'm so sorry, but I come to bring life. Jesus said in his word, I came to bring life and it more abundantly. Just keep calling his name. Just keep hearing his voice. God is leading you to the tunnel of darkness. And I promise you, you keep praying, keep fasting, and up will spring a light. God will provide your needs, not according to man, but according to his riches and glory. If I don't never get another plate of food, if I don't get another glass of water, if there never be another clothes put on my back, if I never live in another house, there is another building that is not made with the hands of man. There's some water that I can drink that I'll never thirst no more. There's some bread that I will never be hungry no more. And when I get to glory, there will be a robe that will put on me. And I'm going to the city of no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more pain. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today you hear my voice. I'm closing. Today I want to strengthen the Christians, because you're going through. Don't lose your Savior. I want to bring on board those of you that don't have Christ, never had him. We want to pardon your sins today and bring you to Christ. I want to tell my brothers and sisters, those that have lost their strength, the Bible says, just come on back and do your first work over. Repent and change. Get in your word and let God heal you everywhere you hurt. And my brothers and sisters that never met Christ, never heard of him, and just now hearing, he is the best thing that ever happened to me. He brought me out of darkness. He brought me from drugs. He brought me from whoremongers. He brought me from fornicating. He brought me out of adultery. He brought me a mighty long way. But I want to say to those that without Christ, I'm going to repeat that. I want you to repeat after me, please. And I want you to hear this before I say it. Verse 10 says, verse number 10 says that salvation out of the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You're going to confess your salvation, and then God is going to grow you into a mature spirit. But the first thing you must confess, first, you must say, Lord, I repent of my sins. Repeat after me, Lord, I repent of my sins. And I acknowledge Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, and I now acknowledge that I am saved. And then I want to speak to those who need to be revived. Lord, I too have lost my Savior.
Strengthen me, Lord. Forgive me of my sins. Put me on the right path so that I can be that light. Like the city that sitteth up on the hill cannot be hidden. Thank you, Lord, for bringing your word to remind me that I have to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, and my body has to become a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is my reasonable service. Why and what am I born for? My purpose is to change my life and change the world. Thank you, my brother. I love you, and may God bless you and keep you. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I told y'all when y'all got on here to buckle up, get ready for the ride. I'm telling you, I told y'all. Powerful word of God. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Thank you. Thank you so very much, Pastor. Thank you so much. As I was listening to you to speak, I just kept hearing, giving them back their identity. Giving them back their identity. A lot of times the reason why we don't get to the place where we need to be is because we ourselves misidentify who we are in Christ. So many times we get caught up in the place where we are or the last place that we were in, and we miss what God is saying to us because we're in a place where we don't even know who we are. And so this morning, Doc, this is what you did. You handed people back their ID. You handed them back their identity. You let them know that it does not matter where you are, who you are, what you've done, where you've been, how you got there, how long you've been there, who you did it with, why you did it with them, how many times you did it with them, how many times that they did it to you, no matter what went on. God said this morning, you gave them back their identity. You let this whole entire world know on this morning that it does not matter how far you've fallen. There is a Savior that will come and he will preserve you. Come on, man. You done worked something up inside of me this morning. No matter how bad it may look on the outside, God says, I'm doing something magnificent on the inside. Only thing you got to do is continue to talk, Lord. Continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding and in all your ways. God, he said, continue to trust in me. And I'll direct your path. Only thing you got to do is just keep on walking. Yeah, baby. Just keep on walking. Thank you so much. Thank you, man.
Now,
listen,
you know what?
I'm trying to go there.
That's okay. That's okay. Listen, let me interject something to you. And I like what you said. It's bringing back the identity. Because the Bible says in the book of Genesis, I believe in chapter 1, verse 26, he said that we were made in God's image and God's likeness. And so if we're made in God's image and God's likeness, then that means God didn't just make you. He made you with a purpose and for a purpose. And so you already had an identity. And you know what? The devil didn't want you to know that you was wonderfully and perfectly
made.
So therefore, when you understand that you not only have the trait of your father, but you really look like you. Help me, the Holy Ghost. And you know what? If you look at your child takes on your attributes.
Yes,
and
sir.
What is God? God attributes is love. And see, what I'm trying to tell somebody right now is that the way we're going to get through pandemics, famines, and all of these other things is that God gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, what I want to know, what can you give? Lord, don't start me because I can go. What can you give? And what I mean by what can you give, see, the globe is suffering right now. And God's saying that I need the salt to be turned on. I need the light in my children to be turned on. Somebody is sitting on money right now, and they know their neighbor needs some food. Help me now, Holy Ghost. Somebody right now know that somebody is in the hospital and they need a visit. And where are you right now? Somebody in the foreign countries needs some food, and the commercial come on and say, can you help us over here? Will you send just a dime a day, $2 a day, and you're sitting on your knot and you won't give a dime? This is what I'm talking about right here. Because, see, it's time out to quit showing out. It's time to perform the real Christian right now. The real Christian has love deep down on the inside of him. The real Christian cries when his brother hurts, cries when his neighbor don't have no food. He goes in his box and he'll give his last. God gave his last, his only begotten son. Can you give it today? Because the world needs a light sprung up out of darkness. Every time that you walk around dark situations, are you the light that come to the problem and fix it? See, we waiting on Jesus, but Jesus turns in chapter 9 and said, you are the light. Can I talk to somebody? Are you the light? Are you helping your neighbor? Are you helping the foreign countries? Are you giving to people who are in need? Are you praying for those that are your enemies? Are you giving water to your enemy? Because the light has to spring up out of darkness, because the light is Jesus. You ain't going to walk. If you're going just to church, baby, you ain't doing God no service, because the work is outside of the church. Ooh, help me now, Holy Ghost. The church has left the spirit has now left the building, is walking to help the people that's on the outside. Hello, somebody. We've been in the church for 40 years, but God said, I need you to go outside of the building. There's a man on the corner that can't take a shower, hadn't took one in 20 years. You need to get him somewhere to get a shower. And then when he shower up, go buy him some clothes. And when you buy him some clothes, put food in his belly. And then when you put food in his belly, then get him saved and tell him your purpose is to change your life and change the world. Ooh,
that's good
stuff right there.
Listen, guys, I told y'all. This is this. We are very unorthodox broadcast. We are very unorthodox. We don't go according to protocol. We don't go according to all of the broadcast, you know, rules and regulations. You know, you can do that when you own this. See, we own this. We own this out. This is owned right here. This is owned and operated. This is us. So we can do what we want to do with our stuff. Amen. This is how we do it with our stuff. But listen, I want the people to know. I know there's a lot of you all that's on that don't know who Pastor Clarence is, Pastor Linton is. I want you guys to, I want him to go ahead on and introduce himself, introduce some of his business so you guys can patronize him as well. So, Pastor, please go ahead and share with the people how they can get in contact with you and the businesses and things that you have connected to you.
Well, I want to thank y'all, amen, for listening to the message, and I know that God has blessed, and I know that somebody got saved, because the Bible said that his word will not go out void. And my name is Pastor Clarence Linton. I am a member and associated now with a line. We preach online. Our church has moved to the line, and I'm a part of Sanctuary. That is our... And we have Bible teachings Monday through Friday. And our number is, oh, Lord, I call myself having right. One of our numbers, and I think this number is going to be, and also is called Releasing the Word, which is on Sundays. And that number will be 602-580-9814. 602-580-9814. There's a code to this number, and the code is 657-4105. And then we have another, and that's the release word line on Sundays. We have another line that which is called Sanctuary that we be on Monday through Friday, and there are other days that we be on. And I want you to know at 7 o'clock, I think we Central Time, and we do it Monday through Fridays, and sometimes on Saturdays, Sundays, whenever God tells us to do it, we do it. But Monday at 7, we're always on the line, and I am just one of the pastors that teach. There's many of us on that line that teach. And that number will be 425-436-6316. And there's a PIN number, and that PIN number is 776-632. Again, the number is 425-436-6316. PIN number 776-632. And that's Monday through Fridays and sometimes on Sundays. But the most line on Sundays is the release line. And the moderators is on release line is Brother Lewis, and the moderator is Mother Nelly. And my business is barbecuing in the state of Texas. Y'all know that we are the best in the world in barbecuing. And if anybody that would love weddings, funerals, and et cetera, we barbecue and also selling plates. We'll be selling plates this Saturday. And also we do home cooking for anybody that wants. And my number is 713-494-2631. Again, 713-494-2631. The name of our company is Future Barbecue. Future Barbecue. Also, I am a driver license instructor. I have a driving school. I do driver education for kids and grown-up. Same number. We even do defensive driving to dismiss tickets and all of that. No, again, my number is 713-494-2631. So if you guys don't have to drive without no license. And I just want to thank God for Apostle Douglas and his beautiful wife. I got a chance to meet them, and to be honest with you, this is my cousin that I haven't seen in a long time, and he's a great man of God, young man that is doing a great work, and I just want to tell you, my God, I'm just so elated and happy to be here on this broadcast to see how God is doing a great work, bringing new pastors, new ways of doing, and he's doing it to get peoples to Christ. And I want to just give all of my praise and kudos to you and your wife for just owning this radio station and going across the globe. God is going to bless you beyond measure. Thank you for allowing me to get that punch in. And one more thing. To all of my family, Sanctuary, release the word line, and my beautiful daughter and wife, thank you all, and friends, and Pastor Leonard Charles. I got a cousin, Denning. He's on, Minister Denning. And all of the people that are following this morning, thank you for your prayers. We know that God did it, and we didn't do it ourselves. Amen.
Amen. Now, if those of you all that would like to speak on the line this morning, we got quite a few people that's on the line that'd like to speak. If you'd like to say something, please go ahead and press 1, and that'll give us the acknowledgement that you guys want to speak and say something. Or if you guys just want to have prayer, if you guys just want to just give an encouraging word on this morning, you're more than welcome to do so. Again, you just have to press that 1 button, and once you press that 1 button, it should give you that, allow you to be, acknowledge us to let us know that you guys want to speak or say something. So please go ahead on and do that. Amen. Those of you all who can, who would like to do so, please go ahead and do so. Those of you all would just like to continue to listen in, you could do so as well. But listen, guys, we're just excited about what God is saying. And I thank you, my wife, thank you so very much for that opportunity to let us be able to speak and share on this morning. We got a couple of people that's coming on here on this morning. I'm going to go ahead on and bring them in on. Hold on for a second. I'm bringing them in now. Carla, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Okay, yes. My name is Reverend Charles, and I am a dear friend of Pastor Linton. I just want to say, acknowledge him, and he did a wonderful job this morning. It was a word of exhortation. First, we give glory to God. It's to glorify God. It's to give exhortation to others. And so I was really, truly blessed this morning by the word. I just thank him so dearly for sharing his faith. We always pushing and pulling for each other in the faith. We've been at it about 30 years of friendship and exact 30 years of ministry. So it's just been such an awesome journey to see how we've come to this place. And so I just wanted to let him know that I'm carefully and prayerfully praying for him and with him. And I just know this, and I'll step aside and listen. There are no little I's and big U's in the kingdom. When one win, we all win. We're shouting for each other as we stand and proclaim the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there's power in the word, and if we lift him up, and then he'll draw all men unto us. And so we just keep drawing, and we keep pushing with that power to give that Macedonian call. That's what it was this morning. I can hear it in his message from the beginning. I heard it in his message in the middle. I heard it in his message at the close. And I just hope and wish that other ministers and preachers and pastors and apostles would think about a dying world, and to always give that Macedonian call, because that's what the gospel is about. It's about changing lives for the good so that God can get the glory. So thank you so much for that time, for giving me an opportunity to share with you you guys this morning. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate that so much. All right, we got another call. I'll hang on for just a second. Let's go ahead on and pull him in. Good morning, Worldwide Gospel Connection. You're on the air with us.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Oh, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Herbert G. Linton, Jr. Certainly we thank God for that rhema word this morning. Oftentimes I say that God is not asleep. He's still, we were saying, old song, God is not dead, he's still alive. You know, I thank God for the word this morning, because God is yet healing, he yet delivering, he yet setting free. We talked about on yesterday, you don't know what chance you're on. But I'm so glad that God is the God of another chance, and not a second or third chance, because I had a chance that a long time ago. We telling folks on Sunday yesterday, it's time to pray the promise rather than pray the problem. Because we all are going through in some shape, form, or fashion, and God is yet trying to, he never broke his promise. And hours, but God don't break his. So now it's time to get, say, in old days, it's to the old landmark, and we're going to stand in the service of God. Because we're at a time now, I heard the pastor was talking, my brother Clarence, that I tell folks today, that listen, are you praying or are you panicking? Even though we're in a pandemic, God is yet on the throne. And I don't care how much vaccine we take, it's still about God. And I'm not saying don't take the vaccine, but you better take the vaccine of Jesus, that going to make you whole right there. You know, now I thank God for the word today, because really God is yet healing, delivering, setting free. Folks have been born again. Folks have been saved. I tell folks all the time that, listen, when God saves you and he forgives you, what God does, he throws in the sea of forgiveness to remember no more. But there are some folks that put their scuba diving suit on and jump in the river and get your stuff up and not there. But I'm so glad that God is not like man. When God saves you, he wipes the slate clean. I was telling them yesterday in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, 26th verse, God says, put me in remembrance. Tell me about it. Let me know. Because one thing about God, God is not, he don't have to obligate our word, but he obligates his word. When God say a thing, it's coming to pass. It going to happen. And I'm so glad that God looked down some 30 years ago and say, I believe I saved Herbert Lynn Jr. See, God saved some folk, but he had to rescue me because I was a wretch undone. I'm so glad that God saved me over 30 years ago. Mama prayed the prayer that God would set the trap to save our souls from drugs and alcohol. And I tell God, thank you every day. And I tell folks that God, if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And I think about my late uncle, Pastor Donnell Price Sr. He always would take time out with us as young men, and we would stop by his house. We would fold our lunch up. He would say, son, Brother Tutu, my nickname, you got to be born again. Brother Tutu, you got to live holy. And I'm so glad that he imparted those words into my life, because he said, son, holiness is hell. You won't see the Lord. And I thank God for that day. I'm still, over some 30 years, holding on with a bulldog grip. And I tell God today, if he had not deposited those seeds in my life, where would I be? It's so important, like Brother Clarence, Pastor Clarence was saying, that you got to reach somebody and grab somebody and point them to Christ. Don't point their flaws and faults out, but point them to Christ. Because we all got some flaws, some faults, and some failures. But I'm so glad that God made a promise that he'll save you if you turn your life around, if you just come to Christ. Doesn't matter what you've done yesterday, last night, a few days ago. If you just stop right now and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, a sinner like me. The Bible says just admit, confess your fault. Confess your sin. If you admit it, acknowledge it, own up to it, say, God, I'm a liar. I'm a backbiter. Come on, talk back to me, somebody. Lord, I just ain't no good. But, Lord, I need a Savior. One thing right now, God's a Savior right now, church. He's a Savior. But when he come back, he's going to be a judge. And I tell folks today, I think about the late Sylvia Ann Aubrey. She said, what are you doing now? She said, what are you doing? Now look at these people. Because we're going to be one day standing at the judgment. We'll have to be tried. I'm so glad today that the word went out as a Macedonian call to tell folks that God is still saving. He's still delivering. He's still setting free. So if I was you today and I heard the broadcast, I would tell Lord right where I'm at, Lord, I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Because we're in the last days, church. God is coming back. He's not slack concerning his promises. Not therefore, get ready today. Listen, we're in the last days. Believe it or not, God is coming back. And when he comes back, he's going to crack the clouds. My God, today, what a rhema word on this morning. A Macedonia call for those that don't know Christ in the pardon of sin. God is still saying, he's still knocking. Why won't you open the door? He's still knocking. Why won't you let him in? He's not going to break in. He don't kick the door in. He said, come unto me. I'm there for you. Clarence Senior, I love you. Apostle Douglas, I'm going to get with you. God knows I am. I just thank God for the avenue that God has placed in our lives to, amen, share the gospel through this great man of God and his wonderful wife. Certainly, God ain't through with us yet. After a while, I tell folks, I'm so glad that the church doors are open. I tell folks that where we go and pass it, that, listen, I know folks are afraid to come to church, some people, but they ain't afraid to go to the liquor store. They ain't afraid to go to the grocery store. They ain't afraid to go to the ballpark, but they're afraid to come to church. I take my chances going to the church because I believe God's going to cover me. I believe God, he going to, if I just live right and if I just stay under the blood of Christ, I just believe God's going to take care of me. Now, for those that are afraid to come to church, God bless you. It's our speed. But I tell you that God has been covering us in the midst of this pandemic. He has been shouting his love on the church that opened the doors and not afraid. I say, God said in his word, he does not give us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. What is fear? Is false evidence appear real? God is still in control. I told my wife, if I can go to work, I'm going to church. If I can go to the grocery store, I'm going to serve God. If I can go to have a dinner, I'm going to tell God thank you. Lord, for waking me up, for clothing me in my right mind, for having health and strength. Lord, in the midst of this pandemic, I won't panic, but I'm going to praise you in the midst of this pandemic. And I'm just so glad today that the word came forth that somebody right now needs Christ. Somebody right now asking God to have mercy on me. And we're so glad today. I ain't going to hold y'all hostage, but the word just stirred up my soul. Like the late Pastor Smith say, it's just good anyhow.
Amen, amen, amen. I told you, man, this word that this morning that came forth, this word came forth this morning, everybody's been saying the exact same thing, the Macedonia call, that Macedonia call. And, you know, people, I think where we are right now is we're missing the fact that that God has done such a great thing, not only just in us, not only just for us, not only just to us, but God has done a great thing in us. And we're just grateful. We're just grateful. We're just grateful. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for the privilege to be the stewards over what God has given us to do. We're just excited about the transition of how God is changing and setting some things in order. And we really do appreciate you guys being a part of what we're doing here on the broadcast. Pastor Linton has done the portion of where we get to, where we do what we call the Overcomer Scripture and Overcomer's Prayer. He opened the doors of the church for us. So we're going to go ahead on and admit that part. And so we just want to just go ahead on and let you guys know that we are here Monday through Friday. We have this Monday, which is Man Up Monday. We have our Testimony Tuesday. We have our Wisdom and Word Wednesday. We have our Women's Day Thursday. And then Friday, we have our Freestyle Friday broadcast. So we're here 5 days a week, spreading this gospel across this great country of ours. We were across the world. We have been blessed to be able to be in 15 countries. And we're just excited about that, man. I don't think people really realize that this gospel goes beyond us. This gospel goes beyond the front door of our church. It goes beyond the walls of our church. It goes beyond our neighborhood. This gospel goes out into the world. He said, go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come. So we have to get to that place to where we go out and we preach this gospel. Uncomfortable or not to some, we still have to preach this gospel. The gospel is designed to make you look at where you are and say, you know what, I need to fix this. I need to change this. I need to transform this. I need to make this, I need to make this alteration in my life. I need to make this turn in my life. And so that's what this gospel is for. And I thank God. My cousin, Pastor Linton, he said that he just now, Herbert just said, he said, I thank God that I accepted the call. I thank God that when my opportunity to come to Christ, that I received the call. I preached my first sermon on my 21st birthday. I preached my first sermon on my 21st birthday. I've been preaching November the 15th will be, Lord have mercy, 29 years in this gospel, preaching for 29 years. And I thank God for being able to preach that long because I understand that my opportunity and my chance to preach this gospel of Jesus Christ, this opportunity to speak this word of change and a word of truth was given to me. It was an opportunity for me to look at my life and look at who I am and where I am in God and know that this is the shift, this is the transition that God has made, not only just in me, but God has made through my heart and through my mind and through the working of his power in my life. I thank God for it. I thank God for it. Listen, guys, those of you all that are under the sound of our voice this morning, we would like to offer you the opportunity to sow on this morning as well. Those of you all that would like to sow on this morning, we have three forms of giving to the broadcast. We have our Zelle way of giving, and that number to the Zelle is 832-816-7997. The number again is 832-816-7997. You can go to your Zelle and do that. We also have PayPal. You can go to paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. It's the name of the broadcast, Worldwide, and the letters GC. You can also go to your Cash App and you can sow through your Cash App. And that Cash App is $WGC2020, $WGC2020. You will actually see the logo of the broadcast. It's the worldwide logo, and it has worldwide on there as well for those who would like to sow. Again, we thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us and being a part of today's broadcast. Pastor Linton brought a fantastic word. I believe he had to get off. I don't see him in the call dashboard anymore. I believe he may have had to get off. I think he sent me a text message. I'll have to check it in a moment. But I thank God for just this opportunity to be able to share this gospel and share my cousin's ministry with you guys on this morning. I'm just excited about what God is doing and the changes and the shifting that he is making in this time and in this season and this hour with our life. So God bless you guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Sorry about the dead air, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that dead air. Just wanted to make sure that I get back on here. I'm going to bring Pastor Linton in again. And just, you know, if you had anything else to say, if you want to share anything else, man, before we close out the broadcast on this morning.
Let me say this. I was texted that I said the wrong number to the sanctuary line, and I'm assuming Mother Nettie should be giving the number back to me. She's online. I wish she would have called and corrected that. But let me find this number because I want to give the right number to the sanctuary line. Because I don't want to be there. I have the sanctuary line Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. in the morning. It should be 425-436-6316. 425-436-6316. I think that is the correct number. And I just want to tell all my friends that are on here with us this morning, if you can, please, amen, be a blessing to this broadcast because this man of God is now reaching people all over the planet. We thank God. Okay, she just gave it to me. Let me just say it again so you all can get it. It's 425-436-6316. That's sanctuary. Now here's the code to get in the line. 632-776 or 518-35-19066. Again, 425-436-6316. That is the telephone number. The code to get into the lesson, to hear the lesson is 632-776 or 518-351-9066. I just want to say to you and your wife this morning, I am so happy to be with you, Apostle Douglas. I hope that me and my family that came this morning not only would be just a word of blessing, but a financial blessing. And so into your ministry, you can keep going, you and your family, a lovely young couple. And man, we just pray that God would keep you and her in the power of his might, that the people would be fed not just naturally, but spiritually so. And I love you. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, this opportunity don't come every day. And boy, I tell you, this young man's just a fireball. He made me come back behind. Boy, I tell you, I love every time I'm in your presence, man. It's a blessing.
And the feeling is mutual. The feeling is mutual. I tell people, you know, I was taught as a young man, you know, people don't have to be kind. People don't have to be kind. But when they reciprocate to you kindness, you show that same kindness back. And so, man, I just thank God for the need for connection. I put it like that, the need for connection, because I shared this when I first got connected back with my father's side of my life. This was the missing pieces that I needed, you know, because a lot of times we don't always realize, like you said, where we come from this morning. We don't always realize where we come from. We don't always understand the totality of why we're able to do some of the things that we do. And as I sit and I listen to some of the things that my father did in ministry and how things in my ministry, how it almost coincide. It's like almost like hand in hand. I'm like, God Almighty. I'm like, you know, it really gave me some clarity to a lot of pieces in the puzzle that I knew it was something about my life, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And I thank God for just being able to connect our family, to connect with you, to connect with those that I have had the opportunity to be in the presence of, my brother Sam and Donnell. I'm just excited. I thank God for just being able to be connected with them, to have that relationship with them, to be a part of that side of the family. And it makes a difference. I don't think people realize it, man, but it makes a difference. It makes a difference when you have that connection, when you have that understanding of what was missing, you know, for that whole time. So I thank God for it. So, man, listen, again, we're just excited about what God has allowed us to be able to do and to share and to be connected with you and connected in the way that we've been connected. And I thank God for you. Man, we love you so very much. And we gonna get back over there. We're gonna get back over there, man, and hang out with you and drink a cold soda water, man, and just have a conversation.
And you know what? You come on next Saturday. This Saturday we'll be barbecuing, man, and just you and wife come on, sit down, and y'all have some good barbecue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you, man. We love you so much, man. And we thank you for coming on and being a part of what we're doing here, man. We really do. We really do appreciate it.
Amen. And you have Amen. My support.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say
Know you've got a word that has come from above.
So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Everybody needs a power in here.
We need it.
Come on, let your power burn.